97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic in the post, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. A really abbreviated show tonight, where we have about 25 minutes to run through everything as the Philadelphia 76ers picked up their 26th home win of the season. Dramatic, really. And overtime, 112-104. Again, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. I'm Devon Givens with you until midnight. Josh Rabick is producing the show. We'll try to squeeze everyone in on and with your phone calls as we get things going here. Once again, 610-632-0975. This story, again, was all about Joel Embiid. Just heard post-game with Brian Seltzer and Tom McGinnis throughout the game, with Tom overall 39 points and 16 boards, 18 of 19 from the free throw line, one off of his field goal attempts, 19 free throw attempts for Joel Embiid tonight. They needed every bit of every ounce of everything that he had for this basketball team to come away victorious, 112-104, 10 of 20 from the field, 18 of 19 from the free throw line, the 16 boards, 39 points in 41 minutes and 6 seconds. Phenomenal. Phenomenal work by him tonight. Standout performance by Joel Embiid. A quiet 22 for Tobias Harris. 22-12, 6 assists in 46 minutes and 12 seconds, which was a game high in terms of minutes on the floor. The 41 from Embiid, second overall in this game. So we'll try to get you guys in, because before we do, I have to say this. Alec Burks, we talked about it. Who's going to start? We predicted that Haou Neto would get the nod. We had some tweets saying Shake Milton should get the run. Alec Burks should also be in the mix. And Alec Burks came off the bench in 29 minutes and 44 seconds. This is the most time he's played since he was acquired from the Golden State Warriors, with the 19 points tonight, 6 of 11 from the floor, 5 of 5 from the free throw line, and a big and one late in the game, 2 of 4 from deep. He had the one air ball, but that was probably a fatigue thing after just a high-powered game this was, just up and down the floor. I mean, look at it. The Brooklyn Nets, the Sixers' free throws, 32 of 35, and Embiid 18 of 19. The next highest was Alec Burks with his 5, and 22 for 28 for the Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets squeezed off 102 shots. 102 shots to the Sixers, 86. 44% from the field for the Sixers, only 4 of 22 from deep. Again, being aggressive, getting to the free throw line, finding their big man, their horse, and 35% from the field for the Brooklyn Nets this evening in their loss, once again, 112-104. So again, we want to give you guys an opportunity to say your piece after this win. Good win. No Ben Simmons. We didn't think it would be this difficult, even though we've seen the Brooklyn Nets play the 76ers very, very close over the past couple of seasons. Just a good win overall, as Brett Brown dug deep in his bag, went 10 deep, getting everybody some action tonight. Haou Neto, just 6 points, 4 assists, only one turnover in 28 minutes and 26 seconds. So in that case, he did not turn the ball over. Matisse Thybulle off the bench, Al Horford off the bench, Furkan Korkmaz, Shake Milton with some key minutes down the stretch to give them that extra ball handler to create it a little more and get to the basket and finish. And we did see him finish a little bit as he got closer to the basket. Josh Richardson with 7. On the other side, Caris LeVert, his 25, led the Nets. Spencer Dinwiddie with 22. You know that they were going to ride those two guys throughout the evening. They had something going, Dinwiddie and Jordan, with their alley-oop, their lob play close to the basket. Embiid, though, down the stretch, one that was really telegraphed by Spencer Dinwiddie, a really bad pass attempt by him to try to get Jordan a dunk. And as Tom was saying, sitting on the play and not allowing it to happen. But once again, Sixers improved to 35 and 21. Now half a game behind the Miami Heat, because the Heat fell tonight to the Atlanta Hawks in Atlanta, 129-124. So the Sixers 35 and 21, Miami 35 and 20, a half a game up on the Philadelphia 76ers as we stand right now. The Milwaukee Bucks improved to 47-8 after thumping the Detroit Pistons 126-106. Sixers in Milwaukee on Saturday 8:30 tip, nationally televised game right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. So listen, 610-632-0975. We're going to have one segment for you guys to go on the other side. So Sean and Stan, we're going to get you guys going to say your piece about this win. Once again, Sixers victorious, 112-104, improving to 35-21. Sean and Stan on the other side. Josh Rabick producing. Great work by Carl Namoli. I'm Devon Givens in the post right here on The Fanatic. All right, 11:44, 97.5 The Fanatic in the post. Sixers victorious over the Brooklyn Nets, 112-104, 35-21 now on the season. Half a game behind the Miami Heat, thanks to the Atlanta Hawks, who we will see on Monday at the center. 7 o'clock tip right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Half a game back of the Heat, so we'll see how things start to play out. The Sixers travel to Milwaukee tomorrow to play them on Saturday. And you can listen right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. So 610-632-0975. We're going to start off with Stan and Sean here. Let's go to Sean and Armour first right here on 97.5. Welcome to In The Post, Sean. What's going on?
Hey, man. As always, good to talk to you. Quickly, Joel Embiid, tonight, that's the way we want him to play. He was determined to be a man inside, dominate the game. He only took the one three-pointer that he made. If he commits like this, the East is up for grabs.
Yes, good work by him, man. We spoke about that pregame show when we talked about what it was we wanted to see. And the first thing I said was establish Joel Embiid and his work on the low block. And he did that. He stepped out a little bit, of course, in that intermediate area where he knocks down those jumpers. And he had it going. But he had 11 in the first quarter.
Yeah, he was killing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And they had nothing for him. And they had to go to DeAndre Jordan. He did a nice job when he came in for Jarrett Allen. But then in the second half, Embiid just really went to work. He had 13 in the third quarter, and in the fourth, he had 8 overtime. We know what he did there as well, getting those free throws and all, just the 2. But he was just a dominant player tonight.
He was committed to it.
Exactly. He committed.
And to get to the foul, line. He was committed to that. And if he can continue that mindset, even if the points don't add up, the fouls will. That changes the game, too.
Foul those guys out. And create other opportunities because that double team is going to come from elsewhere to get everybody else, Harris, Simmons, Richardson, and whoever else is out there on the floor, Burks probably, for them. Yep, good
and
stuff, man.
My man only had 4 points for a con.
That's okay.
I know.
They didn't need him tonight, right?
Yep. All right, man.
You got it. All right, Sean. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Furkan Korkmaz in 17 minutes and 52 seconds. 2 of 5 for his 4 points from the field tonight. Defensively, it was a tough matchup for him when he was out there. Yes, you throw him on somebody like Joe Harris, chase him around, he can get going. Torian Prince, he can get a little physical with him and cause some problems, some issues for Furkan Korkmaz. Held up all right tonight, but they just didn't need his points. It would have been nice. He only took the 1-3, so they were really determined to not let that happen, let it fly for Furkan Korkmaz tonight from behind the three-point line. Let's go to Stan in Drexel Hill next in the post on the Fanatic. What's up, Stan?
Hey, what's going on, Devon?
Oh, good win. Just a solid win. Good performances from Embiid and Burks.
It's crazy because, you know, I was saying, even though they were down by 20, there was no point where I actually thought they were going to lose the game. That's a crazy thing because I just looked at them and I kind of just had more of like an eye roll to them going on that run. And then, you know, of course, the Blue Birds was coming out.
As they should
rightfully so. Cause like, and I'm looking at them like, what are y'all doing? Get y'all act together, dog. Like, what's going on here?
Yep.
But I actually never thought they were going to lose the game, especially when they cut the lead to 10 going into halftime. I said, okay, all right. And I was like, they're probably going to establish themselves again back in the third quarter. And then we'll be right back where we were. And sure enough, I think the game was tied or maybe they were down by 1 going into the fourth or something like that. And then you just go
78-77.
Right. So then you go down the stretch and you just look at what Embiid did. Like the last caller said, he took 1-3, which is really, really telling because what we want from him is to be dominant. And I got to tell you, he is the only center I know in the league that got the nastiest Euro I've ever seen for a big.
Yeah, he got him.
It's crazy. Yeah, he got him. But how many other guys have we seen him get with that Euro is what I'm saying. Like, I'm having a conversation with my coworker, and I'm like, bro, there's no other center in the game that's doing hitting Euros like that. Like, none. No, they're, it's not happening, you know? And he was like, yeah, well, what about Giannis? I'm like, well, Giannis is not a center. Like, he this is the only traditional big man that you know that hits Euros. So to see him out there playing the way he did, getting to the free throw line, and, of course, Alec Burks doing just exactly what we needed. You know, a guy who can kind of get it going.
Get his.
Just get his, a spark plug, right? So he gets 9 in the third quarter, right? Was it third, right? Yeah, 9 in the third quarter. And, of course, he has that big and one and some free throws in the fourth and in overtime. And that's what we want from this guy. That's what we need. That's what we didn't have coming off the bench for the longest, you know? And then you would like to get more out of Glenn Robinson the third, and I think you're going to. But overall, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, and the games will play out the way the games will tell Brett Brown what direction he needs to go.
Right.
And
exactly.
The key there, Stan, is him making the right call.
Right. And you got to give him the, you got to give Brett credit.
Got to give him credit. He went with Shake late. He kept Alec Burks out there. Yep, it was Harris at the four and Beat at the five with Burks, Simmons and Shake. Burks, Richardson and Shake Milton down the stretch.
Right, exactly. The good three guard set, and he really went to it. He was shuffling the deck. He was getting guys in and out, trying to find some type of combination, and then eventually found it. So I think we get on Brett for certain things, and obviously he's kind of earned that from us, especially with some of the playoff losses.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to give the man credit. It seems as though that he, with these two new acquisitions, it kind of lets you feel like, okay, at least he's going to start putting them in position to succeed. You know, that high pick and roll with Burks and Bede can be something really special, because Alex Burks, he can hit the shot and he can drive the lane, as we saw. Not to mention he can dime it up and dish it off. So, you know, just going forward, I want to see these guys continue to grow, and we'll see what we do Saturday. Hopefully, we get a big roll.
26 more to go, and we'll 13.
I got him for 20-7. I got him.
You got 27? All right.
I said 20-7. So
okay.
Look, 19 more to go for me.
The 20-7, that means the 54 wins, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Stan. You got 54 wins. That's right around the mark for a lot of people. I think I had him at 56 at the start of the season, and I was a little reluctant to do that, but it was too enticing. It was so good. Putting this team together, Elton Brand and what they did, and unfortunately it has not played out the way we wanted it to, but doesn't mean the result won't be what we've asked for from the very beginning. Good win tonight, 112-104. And I do have to give credit. I said just a quiet number that Tobias Harris put up. I mean, he did give them 12 rebounds. Solid. They needed the help on the glass outside of Joel Embiid, especially when they hoist up just squeezing off 102 shots. My goodness. The Brooklyn Nets, the rebound opportunities were going to be there. Embiid has 16, Tobias Harris with 12, chipping in with 6 assists where he led the team, minus Ben Simmons tonight, Tobias Harris with 6 assists for the Philadelphia 76ers to go along with the 22 points. So overall, a really good night for Tobias Harris with the game high again, 46 minutes and 12 seconds. The story, it will be when you turn on the station tomorrow morning for the 5 o'clock hour with Jamie Lynch and Bob Cooney. It's going to be about Joel Embiid and Alec Burks, because they were just tremendous tonight. Really were. 39, I can't say it enough. 39 and 16 from Embiid, 10 of 20 from the field, 41 minutes and 6 seconds, and the 18 of 19 from the free throw line. He had an idea of what he wanted to do. He established his dominance in the paint, and he was just great at finishing at the free throw line, missing only one free throw on the night. The clutch free throws down the stretch, and I wrote them down in my notes. 2 free throws for Joel Embiid at 35, 9/10 of a second to tie it at 101. That was off of a 6-0 run by the Philadelphia 76ers, but only after the Brooklyn Nets went on an 8-0 run, right? Then it was a big shot by Spencer Dinwiddie, where a really weird attempt where Josh Richardson was all in his jersey. Good shot, 103-101 Brooklyn timeout. Sixers, they get the ball down on the other end. And, of course, Joel Embiid fouled one more time to make the two free throws at the 16-2 mark to tie it at 103. They then go into overtime. You can look at how you want to look at it with Wilson Chandler. Went up strong, but didn't really have control of the basketball the way he needed to try to draw that foul on Joel Embiid, right? So they let the thing play out. They let the players decide it. And they went into the fourth in the overtime, and they did their work. Alec Burks went in there, got the and-one, as Stan talked about, and knocked down the free throw. Just looked cool, calm. He's a scorer. That's what he does. He is a scorer, and that's exactly what he did by giving them the 5 points in the overtime session. One free throw on that and-one, another jumper, a pull-up with a guy all on his side, right on his hip, and he was still able to drill that bucket to help propel the Sixers to their 35th win of the season, 112-104. That was a quick one, right? Quick one. Good win, though, by the boys' first game back from the All-Star break. Sixers will be back on Saturday. Tip-off at 8:30 right here on the Fanatic. I'm off tomorrow, so I will be back on Saturday for the pregame show live from Kavanaugh's Rittenhouse starting at 6 o'clock, leading you into Sixers basketball against the Milwaukee Bucks. So if you are around town and you just want to come down and watch some hoops, talk some stuff with us, Andrew Salchunas will be there as well with some gifts, some prizes, some tickets as well. I don't know what the game is, but I'm sure it's going to be a good one. They don't lose at home, so you might want to be in there at Kavanaugh's Rittenhouse to try to take advantage of winning those tickets and be in the building for one of the upcoming 76ers games. Great stuff from Josh Rabick from 6 o'clock on. Thank you so much, my man. Appreciate all the work from Carl Namoli engineering the Sixers game back here at the Sixers flagship station, 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian Seltzer and Tom McGinnis on the game call. Marty Dickerson, great work as always. And thanks to you, as always, for making the show what it is. I'll be back again 6 o'clock live from Rittenhouse Kavanaugh's at 6 o'clock on Saturday. So enjoy your Friday. Get some rest tonight, and we'll talk on Saturday about some Sixers hoops, of course, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, everybody? This is Mikal Bridges from the Phoenix Suns.
1 point lead, and now Bridges with a steal. Down the lane, layup up and good.
And you listen to my cuz, Devon Givens, on 97.5 The Fanatic. V's up.